is Viba Podcast. Thank you for joining in our morning daily devotion.
Welcome to the series God of All Impossibilities. This morning we would like to focus on 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. This passage records the incident of a woman who lost her husband. In verse 1, we read, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." His death created a vacuum and also left the family with credits to be cleared. The creditor was coming to take her two sons to be his slaves. She was helpless and did not know what to do in this situation. She met the prophet of God and he asked her, "What do you have?" The woman starts off answering this question with what she does not have and then adds on saying, "Only a jar of oil." You know, we too many times are like this woman. We see what we don't have first and then only we look around to see what we have. Maybe it did not occur to her that what she had will help in closing the credit. What can just a jar of oil do? She was asked by Elisha to fill all the vessels that she borrowed from the neighbors. The woman did, as she was told, and that little jar of oil filled all the jars that were brought. It stopped only when there were no more vessels to be filled. What a miracle! All things are possible with God. She wouldn't even have imagined that it would be possible. Friend, look at this widow. She was willing to trust God with the jar of oil. May I ask you, what do you have? Maybe you don't see the usefulness of it, but turn it over into the hands of God. He will use it to be a blessing. Peter gave his boat for the Lord to use, and the Lord used the same boat to help him fish large quantity. David, in facing Goliath, just trusted the Lord with 5 stones, but the Lord used only 1 to kill Goliath. We will never know what God can do with the little you have till you surrender it in his hands. The second thing about this widow, there was total obedience. The woman was told to bring all the vessels from the neighbor's house and not to gather few. She was not told why she should gather, but she obeyed. Obedience without seeking an explanation is what God would expect from you and me. Maybe we are doubtful what the Lord can do. Maybe we have delayed our obedience because of this doubt. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Saul was told, obedience is better than sacrifice. The third thing I want you to notice is that the Lord took care not only of the immediate but the future. See what the Bible says. And he said, "Go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest." Did you notice that? Not only pay the debt, but with what you have, the remaining, live on it. The God of all impossibilities not only provides for the now, but also for the future. I'm not sure what your need is. You don't see that what you have can be a blessing in the hands of God. Trust him and give it to him. He's not going to take it away. He's going to use it in your life to be a blessing. Friend, trust him with the little you have. Don't hold anything back. The oil stopped when there were no more vessels. Stretch your obedience to the maximum and see what God can do in your life. A God of impossibilities can turn your situation. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
For more details, please contact 9163-6425-2164 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.